This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Immigration policy, the federal stalemate, talk of border walls, talk of federal agents overruling local authorities. And in Texas, talk of state officials acting as federal agents produced an honest-to-God scuffle yesterday in the Texas legislature. A protest of more than 1,000 immigrants' rights supporters descended on the Capitol in opposition to the state's new anti-sanctuary cities law. The protest stirred up tensions to the point that one Republican legislator called ICE on the protesters. Outraged Democrats confronted conservative Republicans until one lawmaker threatened gunfire. Will Weisert is Austin bureau chief for the Associated Press.
There is a real tension in Texas between people that think that the state should have a more relaxed view of immigration and shouldn't have police enforcing federal immigration law. And then people that think that these people are that people are in the country illegally are lawbreakers and need to have the rule of law enforced on them. And that's what you sort of saw play out. There really is a lot of passion on both sides on this issue. And when it was really raucous and we didn't really know what direction things were going to go, it was easy for that to kind of spill out. And that's why you saw some of the scuffling and some of the threats back and forth.
Part of the frustration is that the state is trying to enforce this, and the mechanism for the state to enforce federal law is unclear. It's much more clear at the city level and the county level than it is at the state level, and that's part of the problem, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is. That this law will not actually take effect until September, so we don't know exactly what it will look like. It's been enforced in other states, but to sort of mixed results and legal challenges. So we're not sure what the effect will be. But opponents of the law say that it's going to spread fear more than anything else, that people that maybe even they're not in the country illegally, but they have friends and relatives that are, and they're going to be afraid to interact with the police. The other interesting part of the Texas law is we are the first in the country that actually would put police in jail, potentially put them on trial and potentially face jail time for refusing to enforce federal law. And there's also a mechanism to remove them from office. So that really, it's not just a question of police saying, well, I don't want to enforce this. They could actually face criminal penalty for not doing so. And that just ratchets up the tension on the side of law enforcement as well.
But wouldn't you say that this level of frustration that you're talking about mixes rather unfavorably with the inclination over the last couple of years to make conceal and carry weapons more available and more present in places like state legislatures and college campuses, et cetera?
It is certainly true that, you know, we have a real reputation in Texas of being a culture that really loves guns. Now, you know, the state capitol has been a place where for many, many years, there are metal detectors at the door. But if you have a concealed carry handgun license, you don't have to go through security. They assume that you're armed and you're allowed to come in without going through the metal detectors. In fact, a lot of journalists have that same pass, not because they have guns, but because they don't want to wait in line at security at the Capitol. So having armed lawmakers is not a new thing. Having them threaten to shoot one another on the floor of the legislature is a territory we haven't been in before. And I think you're right that, you know, when you have tired people and a lot of emotion, and you have to assume everybody's armed, things can get a little bit more tense pretty quickly.
It certainly does underscore the tensions involved in the immigration debate. That's for sure, Will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Will Weisert is Austin bureau chief for the Associated Press, speaking to us from Austin.